So my biggest fear is there's going to be snakes in the toilet.
We're all afraid of that one strange thing. I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new short 10-minute podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. We unpack where these fears come from.
A rat climbed into my toilet.
And learn how to manage them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Live from the Police Show, yet not overly ostentatious studios of CBS Sports Radio here in beautiful New York City, sitting on top of the 10th floor of 345 Hudson Street. Welcome on in to a Wednesday edition of the Zach Gelb Show across all of our great local CBS Sports Radio affiliates, Sirius XM, Channel 158, and that free Odyssey app. 855-212-4CBS, number to jump on in, 855-212-4227. You could always get at me on Instagram where I'm straight flexing, or via the good old cesspool of Twitter, at Zach Gelb. That's Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B. We are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance your current home, Rocket Mortgage could help you get there for home loan solutions that fit your life. Well, Rocket can. And producing this extravaganza for the next 4 hours. Hold on. Is he there? Can we see him? Oh, yeah, it is. There he is. Hey, hot take hickey.
I don't know about that hot take hickey.
All I'm going to say is the company threw a holiday party today, and it started at 2 p.m. Eastern and wrapped up at 5. And I said, you know what? I'll be a good company guy today. I'll come into work early. I'll go to the holiday party. I'll sample the hors d'oeuvres, just make sure that it's good for everyone and no one gets poisoned or anything like that. And I see all the producers from most of the shows here at CBS Sports Radio and down the hall at WFAN, one after one after one, and Hickey was nowhere to be found. What happened, big fella? Where were you for the holiday party this year?
I'm not saying I'm too cool for it, but I had things to do that included laundry, and I see everyone that I need to see already.
He's too cool for it.
No, I said I'm not going to say I'm too cool for it.
Yeah, but that implies that you think you're
I just
too
didn't,
cool
like, what's the point of going? You can't drink because we're working.
I know,
and obviously we got to be sober.
It's good camaraderie building around the office. It's good to show face at things like that. Like, did I have to go? No, but I'm a team player, and that's what I'm starting to learn about you.
No, I'm a team. I could be a team player.
Ever since you got your own show on the weekends.
Oh, that is nice.
You now have a somewhat popular Colts podcast. I just think you need to be humbled a little bit. And I thought Ryan Hickey was all about the regular common guy, you know, going around the office, no one looking at him and saying, oh, that's that egotistical talk show host. When you don't go to a company holiday party, I think it sends a message that you think you're bigger and better than everybody else here, and I thought it was a bad look for you.
Wait, I actually did go to the party. I
no,
was there.
You didn't.
Yes, I did.
I was there.
The party 2 to 5. You don't have to be there right at 2.
You were
no
not
No one
there.
Shows up right at 2.
You were not there.
I showed up at 4 o'clock.
Stop lying.
I saw the people at the party.
Stop lying.
What's the difference?
Stop lying.
Where's the lie? Spot the lie.
I was here. You walked right out of the elevator. You said, psh, I'm not going over to hang with all those folks at the company. And you walked right to your desk, and you sat down.
And I did what? My job. Yes. If
did
I'm going to get in trouble for doing my job, then
I'm sorry.
So be it.
What is there to really do?
What is there to really do?
What is there
track
to really
down
do?
Topics, track down some audio, get some minutes in the system.
You could have.
I got a lot on my plate here
taken,
before the show.
You could have taken 30 minutes out of your day to go to the holiday party, take some photos with some people, rub elbows, and just have a good time. But you were just too big for the company holiday party. And it's my fault because I've built you up. I've built the brand that is Hot Take Hickey. I have got you some more opportunities by going into Spike's office and saying, I want Hickey on the air more. And I just think that you're starting to lose your way a little bit. And now we just got to reel you back in. And you got to be a little bit humble. It's okay. When you have some success, you got to learn how to deal with some success. But not showing up at the holiday party and then lying right now to everyone, making it like you were there, it's a bad look.
I was there. I saw the people I had to see.
Okay. What were they serving food-wise if you were there?
It smelled really good. A lot of finger food. I don't know exactly what
food. What kind of finger food if you were there?
I told you, I got there at 4 o'clock. Most of it was gone. Oh, smelled fried.
What do you mean most of it was gone?
Was
it buffet style?
I heard they were going around, like servers. I didn't go into the actual event because, again, it was crowded, and at that point, people were
They were walking around from the foyer to the kitchen into the private, like, kind of room area where they have, like, a DJ kind of thing, and they had hors d'oeuvres from 2 o'clock being served around, if you were there, all the way until they closed up shop at 5.
Well, when I was there, as like
lying.
No, I'm not. As a wedding, what I've been told is like a wedding thing where they walked around with things on the plate. I didn't see anyone, but that doesn't mean I wasn't there.
Why? Because you were there for 5 seconds?
It was 5 minutes. Oh, I wasn't there for very long.
It's 5 minutes. Oh, come on. You're lying. It's all right. You're just not a team player.
Listen, I mean, I had no real inclination to go.
There is an eye in Hickey. Okay?
You're all about yourself now. I don't know about that. I don't know about skipping the holiday party being all by myself.
Bad job. I see everyone I have to see, I already see every day. And a few people were asking me about you. Where were you? You know, bosses, higher-ups, regular people. They were asking me, oh, where's Hickey? I want to meet Hickey. I want to meet Hot Take Hickey.
I'm sure people were banging down the door. I'm sure there would have been a line if I was there.
You don't realize some of the power you have around here. And also with some of the younger guys now and girls that are here, they kind of look up to you because you're sitting there at the desk each and every day. You're training some of them. And when you don't show up like that, it's, oh, that guy's got an ego. Oh, that guy's a douche. That's okay. If one person even had me in their brain,
I would be shocked at the holiday party.
I don't lie. 1,000%. I had 7 people, and I'll name all 7 if you want me to, that asked about you specifically.
From sales to upper management,
and then also to behind the scenes. They asked, and I said, I don't know where he is. It's a bad look for you. Anyway, if you could go to your company holiday party this year, go to your company holiday party. Don't be like Hickey. When you wake up tomorrow morning and you tie your shoes, say, don't be like Hickey. It's like Mike. That is sage advice, by the way.
Yeah. Do the opposite of what I would do, and you'll be set in life.
You had to do laundry. What was that, a jab at me because my laundry got lost?
No, I actually did, though. I was running late in part because laundry took forever. But no, not a jab at you. But I hope your laundry was found.
Not found. They got a phone
call. We're going on a week.
I got a phone call during the holiday party saying, we still haven't found your laundry. And they started to say,
uh-oh,
bring receipts for the clothes that were in the laundry bag. I'm like, what do you think? I just have receipts like lying around for all the clothes that I sent out?
Like because for the sweatshirts that you bought like 3 years ago that now they want like, oh yeah, bring that receipt so we know how much it is?
So if you run a clothing company and you want to jack up the bill and give me a receipt, 855-212-4CBS. That's where we're at. That's what I'm going to do. I know a few clothing people. I'm going to say, hey, give me like 12 really expensive shirts, sweatpants, sweatshirts, throw some jeans in there. That was the extent of that conversation. So I'm not very optimistic that they're ever going to find my laundry. Anyway, let's start the show off. We'll stop bashing Hickey, and we'll get into a pretty big topic when it comes to the NFL. Ian Rappaport, Rap Sheet, who I know for a fact goes to his company holiday party at the NFL Network. That is a company guy. That is not a guy that is egotistical. That is a guy that is a team player, unlike my producer extraordinaire, Hot Take Hickey, who big time us all at our company today for the company holiday party. Well, Ian Rappaport, he said that 3 teams that Sean Payton would be interested in returning to coaching are the Rams, the Chargers, and then the Saints. Now, my first reaction, and even Ian said it in this report, Sean, from what you gather, I don't know if he was just flying in, but from what Ian said, he's living out in L.A. right now. He's doing the show with Fox, obviously, on Sunday morning. So you could stay out in L.A., and you could be the coach of the Rams. You could be the coach of the Chargers. Are the Rams going to be open? Because that's the immediate thought. Will the Rams be open? And I would have to think. And just because you sign a contract extension doesn't mean that you're going to be there automatically next year. But with Sean McVay signing a secret contract extension for a while that eventually became made public, I got to think that McVay is back for next year. I don't know how much longer after that because we don't know how much longer Stafford's going to play. This offensive line's really bad. You don't know what direction this team is moving towards. Like, a lot of people could probably just say, it was one down year after winning a Super Bowl. Don't worry, they'll be back next year. I don't know if the Rams are going to be good next year. I don't think this roster is very good. Like, don't get me wrong, Aaron Donald's a stud, but he can retire after this offseason. Jalen Ramsey's a good player. Other than that, you got Cooper Kupp now, who's phenomenal coming off an injury. You don't really have much else on that Rams team. And it's not as if you have an abundance of draft picks, because Les Snead said F all those draft picks, that you could just quickly replace that, those players in the draft and get immediate results. So I'm not saying that McVay leaving the Rams isn't out of the realm of possibility down the road and in 2 years, 3 years from now, but I would still be on the side of really being surprised if Sean McVay at the end of this offseason resets the market, goes to television, tries to take another job or whatever. I think he's going to be coach of the Rams next year. So if Sean can't get the Rams job, then where do you go after that? Because the difference right now between the Rams, the Chargers, and the Saints, the Rams have a really good coach there. So it's not as if the Rams are going to say, we're going to get rid of Sean McVay to go get Sean Payton. The only way Sean would have an opportunity to go to the Rams is if McVay does retire. So with that being said, you get down to the Chargers and the Saints. Now, the Chargers, I think they're going to make the playoffs. But if they just make the playoffs, that to me shouldn't be enough for why you would say, we have to keep Brandon Staley. Because Brandon Staley, a lot of weeks, he looks in over his head. Now, he just came off a great week defensively with what they did and their game plan, their approach up against Tua Tagovailoa and the Miami Dolphins. But so far through 2 years of Brandon Staley, it's been more disappointing than successful. So if Brandon Staley is the guy that gets into a playoffs this year and then they lose in a wild card round, because that's probably the apex for this Chargers team right now, I'm still saying, go get Sean Payton. But there's financials involved in that. Let's see how the Spanos family does handle that as well. So that's a situation that I think the most likely would be that Sean would be going to the Los Angeles Chargers. But if the Chargers end up going on a run or they become cheap, it's not a foregone conclusion. Like, I would think it's the most likely out of the three. But let's say if Staley makes the playoffs and then the Spanos family says, we want to keep Brandon Staley as the coach and Sean McVay doesn't retire, then if you are Sean Payton, do you want to go back to the Saints? And if you want to go back to the Saints, I think it's going to be one caveat if he ends up going to the Saints. It's going to be, and he's been doing Brady's podcast a lot, bring Tom Brady with him. But if I'm Sean McVay, I think the only reason you go, or if I'm Sean Payton, I think the only reason you go to the Saints is two things. One, you either think that you could get Brady to New Orleans, or two, you just miss the sport so much. If the Rams and the Chargers don't open up, you going back to New Orleans probably has to be the last place out of those three jobs that you would want to go to. So it just shows the power of addiction that these coaches have. Because if Sean's going to the Saints, what are you really going to? You don't have a franchise quarterback, barring you don't bring in Tom Brady. That team is not in the best of spot. Michael Thomas is never healthy. Chris Olave's really good. Alvin Kamara is a really good player. He got a solid defense. But I don't think Sean's going back to New Orleans and all of a sudden we're saying, the Saints are back in the Super Bowl conversation. So this is something, Ryan, that it really fascinates me. Because right now, I don't see Sean Payton going to the Rams because I don't think McVay's leaving. The Chargers are a possibility, but even though I think it's the most likely option, it's not a slam dunk. And if you go back to the Saints, other than bringing in TB12, like let's say that doesn't happen, that he can't get Brady there, and Brady wants to go elsewhere, it's like, then why are you going back to the Saints other than you just miss the sport so much? So it kind of feels as if, and the realistic options here, Ryan, it's the Chargers or bust, in my opinion. Now, if the Cowboys open up, maybe that's a different scenario, but the Cowboys weren't mentioned in this report. It was the Rams, the Chargers, and the Saints. Right now, how do you order those up? I would say that the most likely is the Chargers. Even though the Saints would be the least desirable, I would then say that they're number two, and then the Rams are three, because I really do believe that Sean McVay is going to be back with the Rams for next football season.
I'm just trying to, like, yeah, I've honestly, in terms of likelihood, I'm kind of toying putting the Saints one, just because I don't think Brandon Staley is going to get fired. I'm with you. I don't think Sean McVay is leaving.
Well, if they miss the playoffs, he'll get fired. If Sean Payton wants to go there.
If they miss the playoffs at this point, which I think they'll make, then a different story. I think they'll make the playoffs. Now, and I don't think he'll get fired after making the playoffs.
Now, if they make the playoffs, is that just enough when you have a coach that could be a Hall of Famer, a coach that has won a Super Bowl, who has pretty much made it known through reports that he wants that job?
Outside of making the Super Bowl, maybe winning the Super Bowl, I don't think there's really an argument to keep Brandon Staley over Sean Payton in general. So, I don't think, like, to me, it's like, you win a playoff game, okay, great, well, Sean Payton wants a job, I'd give it to him.
Yeah, I agree.
So, like,
and tough luck, it's just the nature of the business.
It sucks, but, again, I don't think the Spanos family thinks that way or operates that way, so that's why I'm not really sold. I think more right now it's likely he's back than fired, so I'll put the Saints one, but also, to your point, like, if you're not getting Tom Brady, there's no reason to go back to the Saints because you left things in of a quarterback.
And why would Brady want to go to the Saints? I know that this was rumored, the Sean Payton, Brady going to Miami. If you're Brady, why would you want to go to the Saints? Other than Chris Olave, and you have Alvin Kamara, what are the pieces that make you think that next year that Saints team is going to be in a Super Bowl? Even if they had Brady. They could win the division. I don't look at them as a Super Bowl team, though.
I guess in Brady's mind, you would have to think, that's the defense that gives me the biggest problem, so if you can't beat him, join him, number one.
He's beat him twice this year.
Two, you have Sean Payton, like you said, the best, you know, you have Sean Payton now as your head coach, and you think that would be a destination then, kind of like Tampa was 2 years ago.
People go join. Fair.
And it's the easiest division in the NFL.
But if you're Brady, do you think the Raiders would be a better option? Like, I'm just going to throw out a few teams. Do you think the Raiders would be a better option than going to the Saints?
Raiders with Josh McDaniels, presumably.
But remember, McDaniels is Brady's guy.
Right.
We all know Sean Payton's a better coach, but McDaniels is Brady's guy. And you have Davante Adams. For now, you have Darren Waller there. And you'll be getting Hunter Renfrow back as well. With Josh Jacobs, you would think would re-sign. The Raiders have more talent on offense.
They do, but also their path is a lot harder.
The line stinks.
Defense is bad, really bad. And the path is Super Bowl
is
a lot harder.
And you're in the AFC West. Is there an NFC?
Probably lean to this.
Because the AFC, Tennessee, I think that would be a great destination for Brady. Other than that, where is he going? Like, in the NFC, I don't think he's going to the Commanders, even though that would be, on roster-wise, a good spot. In the North?
He's not going to the Lions.
No, he's not going to the Lions, but we both thought about it. It was fun. It's kind of like,
and the Vikings would be fun. I don't know if
you know what's not a bad destination.
They would do it, but it'd be fun.
You know what's not a bad destination? Oh, no, the Vikings are locked into Kirk Cousins for another year. With that contract, it's guaranteed.
You can move off if you want.
No, not with the guarantee of the contract.
I'm saying, if Tom Brady wants to go there, it'd be fun.
Yeah, I just don't think they can find a way to make that work. What about the Seahawks? You have Pete Carroll, great coach. You have DK Metcalf. You have Tyler Lockett. You have Kenneth Walker. Young defense. I think Seattle's a good destination for Brady.
I guess if you're going to go in the West, I mean, if the 49ers don't want you, that's one thing. But if you can go to the West, you'd think the 49ers would be a top option.
Well, that's, yes. That of course, we've talked about that a bunch. That goes without being
Seahawks
said.
Seahawks is a good destination. Like, again, that's a fun one.
So how many destinations do you think are better than the Saints that are realistic? Like, I think Seattle is. I think the 49ers are. I think Tennessee is. You know, just off the top of the head, those three.
I don't think I would put Tennessee in there.
Why?
I think the path is hard. I think their team right now
stinks.
Is in a spot where I don't know how much better they can get next year compared to this year. And the path is hard in the AFC.
Yeah, but I don't think Brady really cares about the path because he's beat Mahomes before twice in the playoffs.
I'm saying it's okay. You got to go through Burrow, Allen.
Okay,
you think
that intimidates Tom Brady? I don't
Herbert,
know.
Maybe. I'm just saying, if you want to win another Super Bowl, it's a lot easier to do in the NFC.
Sure.
And who's Tom Brady throwing to in Tennessee?
Well, can I use the same argument that you just used, that people want to join in terms of wide receivers? You know, I'm not to tell you that Treylon Burks is going to be this next stud in the league, but you got a young wide receiver there. You have Derrick Henry, who's the best back in football. You don't think you'll get a wide receiver to go want to join with Tom Brady?
Well, if you got to trade, it's going to be tougher. So, you know, at least you have Chris Olave. You have Mike. I mean, look, Michael Thomas can't stay healthy, so that's, you know, yeah, maybe I shouldn't even bring him up.
I don't think he can anything.
He's a guy that is still a good receiver when he's on the field, so you have potential there.
It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Real quickly, let me take David in Indiana next up. David, go ahead.
Hey, hi, Zach. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to just give a quick lesson in how to deal with your business with I'm sorry, I'm freaking out here. With a hot take Hickey. You got to listen to Zach on this, Hickey. He's mature beyond his years in this realm, and you sound insecure and immature. You know, it's one day a year. You should have been thinking about what you were going to wear, what you were going to say, how were you going to present yourself. I mean, you know, you're on the precipice of, being a celebrity, and, you know, you just can't do whatever you want to do. You got to press the flesh. You got to get out there. You have to get rid of your inhibitions.
David, I absolutely love you, and you're 100% right. Hickey should be suspended for a week for not attending the holiday party. It's an absolute joke. He's become egotistical ever since he got an on-air shift, ever since he got his Colts podcast. His ego has become insufferable, and he couldn't take some time out of his day to go to the company holiday party and rub some elbows with everyone. I think it even would have been beneficial for his career. There were higher ups there. But just being a good company guy, salespeople talking to them, people behind the scenes, people wanted to talk to Hickey at this holiday party, and it is a disgrace that he thought he was above the company holiday party. I was there 2 p.m. 2 p.m. I was there from 2 to 5 p.m., and Hickey said, oh, I'm big time. I'm big shot Hickey. No longer hot take Hickey. I am big shot Hickey. And he just gave everyone the cold shoulder at the company holiday party. I said it once, and I'll say it again. There is an I in Hickey, and we found that out today. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports.
Throughout the 60s and 70s, cops hunted down key figures of the Dixie Mafia, including its enigmatic ringleader, Kirksey Nix.
I'm interested in making money. I'm not interested in hurting people.
15 years into Kirksey's life sentence, the Dixie Mafia was practically folklore, but that would soon change. I'm Jed Lipinski. This is Gone South, a documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Season 2, The Dixie Mafia. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
So my biggest fear is there's going to be snakes in the toilet.
We're all afraid of that one strange thing. I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new short 10-minute podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. We unpack where these fears come from.
A rat climbed into my toilet.
And learn how to manage them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
You can think of Riley Auto Parts for your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. So the company threw us a very nice holiday company party today, and Hickey thought he was too big for the company and did not show up and gave everyone the cold shoulder. People are split on this. You heard our pal from Indiana call in and just absolutely destroy you. Then the Cookie Man, remember LaRon, who does a great job? Jameson LaRon, one is his actual name, then one is his Twitter handle, who sent us cookies that were absolutely to die for. He goes, I guess Ryan isn't about team building. If you don't go to the holiday party, you've lost the locker room. Sounds like a diva on this one. And then there has been someone that has come to your defense, Hickey. Britt Webb on Twitter says, seems very reliable, kind of admire Ryan underscore Hickey 3 for not going. Parties are meant for ass kissers and wannabes.
Wow.
Now,
whoa, coming in strong. I would not say that to you know, the bosses that went, but wow.
I don't think you're being an ass kisser if you go to the holiday party. I think you're just being a good company guy, and you're trying to build some camaraderie around here. There's nothing worse than an office that doesn't have camaraderie.
I would agree. Now, I will also say I'm here every day. There are people at the holiday party that are not here every day.
That's true.
So.
Okay. But your job requires you to come in every day. Their jobs, it's maybe not a requirement.
So I'm just saying, you know, a holiday party is a good event to bring people together. You haven't seen, you're working remote, you know.
Like if I said to you, you only have to come in 3 days a week, you weren't going to be coming in 2 days out of the kindness of your heart. There's some people in this company that are told they only have to come in 3 days a week. It's not as if then you're going to come in for two extra days.
No, I'm just, well, I would. Yeah, I don't know. The 2 weeks I work from home, I hated it, so I'd probably be in every day. But either way, as long as I'm working, I'm just saying, like, okay, it's an excuse to come in because you haven't seen everybody all the time.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm here every day.
That's what makes it
I see the bosses every day. Yeah, I see you every day. I put my hours in.
But a little bit different when you're in one of those settings like that. I think it would have been more positive than negative for you today. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Mike in Pittsburgh. Next up on the Zach Gelb Show. Mike, what do you say?
Yeah, I just wanted to call in. Thanks for having me on, Zach. I appreciate it. The point that Hickey was...
Oh, Mike, are you about to trash Hickey and then your phone just crapped out? Yeah, I think that was the case. Was that guy about to trash a Hickey and then his phone just crapped out?
Yes and no. Going back to the, you know, not about the holiday party, about Tom Brady destinations, I said that the Saints are more attractive than the Raiders and the Titans. He said he disagreed and then was going to give his explanation, and as we heard, crapped out, but he did not like my thoughts on the Saints.
If you were a free agent, and we're just trying to play this out, the Raiders, see, they're dysfunctional. But I think it's different when it's McDaniels bringing in Brady because McDaniels is Brady's guy. If I'm a free agent and all things are equal and you're looking around, if I'm Brady, I'd rather go to Tennessee this offseason. And even though you may have to hold your nose a little bit, I do think the Raiders have a little bit more to offer right now when compared to the Saints. Let's go to Jay in Alabama next up on the Zach Gelb Show. Jay, what do you say?
Okay, first of all, mind you, I am the dude that called Hickey Dumb Take Hickey, and that's just because we had a beef over James Harden.
Oh, you weren't wrong.
I turned out to be wrong about that one. And remember, I called in. I even gave Hickey his props, man. So, you know what I mean? But in this case, that...
Well, Jay, I then kind of have lost some respect for you, even though I appreciate you listening to this show, because Hickey's wrong about a lot, and the fact that you were wrong about something and you made Hickey look right, that could be the first time for everything.
Oh, no. See, I'm not a petty person. I'm always going to admit when I'm wrong, man.
Good.
You don't have enough people in the world like that. They just, like, say dumb things about people and just move on and don't even, like, admit when they're wrong. But in this case, Zach, you're wrong because you're demonizing Hickey over a punk-ass office party. And really what I told Hickey, y'all, like, look, remember Jalen and the Eagles just won that game this weekend, and they showed that shot of AJ and this homeboy right there. They having a good time laughing it up. And Jalen just sitting right there, laser focused, thinking about the next step, the next game. Really don't realize Hickey is like Pete the Killer from Goodfellas for you. He's taking care of that thing for you. You know what I mean?
But is he really? Jay, I love Hickey, and I don't want to throw my own guy under the bus because that I'm being a bad team player. Well, yeah, because he should have been at the holiday party. I got to be real with the listening audience. I can't just lie to people.
Man, you need a consummate professional on your side, bro, and you're throwing him under the bus.
No, but I don't think Hickey is doing that much today. Today, like just for this show, where he couldn't have got to work maybe 30 minutes early and gone to the holiday party. There really wasn't that much that needed to be done before this show. Today, only today. If it was every day, that'd be different for Hickey to just skip out and big time the company holiday party.
Man, I hope Hickey show up to the next party and spike the punch for all of y'all talking junk about him.
Jay.
I'm writing these ideas down, Jay.
Okay, you want a lawsuit on your hand, Hickey? Go ahead. Let's go to Troy in Colorado next up on CBS Sports Radio. Troy, what's happening?
Just back to your Sean Payton. Just Peyton discussion earlier. You guys, I know what the top three are in the list, but you guys kind of seem to have overlooked the fact that Broncos are going to need a new coach. They have a decent core, awesome defense, and an owner with the deepest pockets in the league. Why would that not be a natural spot?
Well, I like their defense, but offensively, what is there to love with this offense right now with Denver?
Well, right now, today, not a tremendous amount.
So it's tough for me to say that they have a really good core when this is an offensive sport now, and I can't trust the quarterback. Jerry Jeudy's your best wide receiver, and I think he is so overrated. I know he just had three touchdowns, and I like Javonte Williams a lot, but he's coming off an injury for a running back.
How long did Sean Payton keep the New Orleans Saints competitive with broken core and reasonable players outside of, obviously, a couple of superstars?
Sure.
I'm just saying the defense is there, and I think a guy like Sean Payton would make some key acquisitions, and I think he could work with the basic starting bunch now and definitely improve them. And obviously, once we have some people come back from injured reserve, you know, then obviously it's a better team. I'm just saying, it's a possible landing spot. The real attractive thing for me is the fact that awesome defense, one of the very best in the league, and an owner with deep pockets who has stated he wants to win.
Well, Troy, if you're a Broncos fan, and I'm assuming you are, you should definitely want Sean Payton. That's not what I'm saying. But if I'm trying to get sold, and if I'm putting myself in the shoes of Sean and say, is that a destination I would want to go to? Right now, it would be no. Because you just made a commitment to the quarterback, and I don't know how great this quarterback and Russell Wilson is anymore. And they tied up a lot of money to that quarterback, and it's going to be tough to get off that contract. One more before the break. Let's try Mike in Pittsburgh one more time. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, Zach, sorry about that. Went through the Fort Pitt Bridge and lost service. So I wanted to give you guys a call. I hear Hickey was saying about New Orleans being a better fit than Tennessee or Oakland. Oakland, to me, and I agree with you, would probably be the best fit for Brady. I mean, what does Brady, at this age, he needs a workhorse running back like a Josh Jacobs. He's always had success with the little white guy wide receiver like a Hunter Renfro coming out of the backfield catching balls. You got Devontae Adams. You got Darren Waller. They say that division, I understand it's a gauntlet, but when has Brady ever shied away from, you know, any kind of competition? I mean, if you read anything about his life or see any TB12 stuff, I mean, his whole life is competition. From the morning he wakes up, it's about competition. He's not going to shy away because the NFC's easier. I mean, that to me is just ridiculous. And then my last point, Detroit Lions you guys brought up, and kind of poo-pooed the idea that he'd be willing to go to the Lions. He's a boy that played at Michigan. And Detroit seems like they're heading in the right direction to me.
I wasn't knocking Detroit. Detroit, I like their roster. I'm hoping they make the playoffs. I just can't envision Brady in a Detroit Lions uniform. Now, I don't think the Raiders would be a solid option for him. They're not the best option. The best option out of all the realistic possibilities is the 49ers. Look at that line. You got McCaffrey. You have Deebo Samuel. You got Kittle. And you got a great defense. And also a very good coach in Kyle Shanahan. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. When we come on back, one big-time NFL insider is saying that maybe, just maybe, Mike Tomlin and another big-name coach could be on the move. We'll tell you all about that conversation when we come on back.
What's the strangest thing you're afraid of?
Tails without fur on them, such as rats or possums.
I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, where we dig into the crazy things you're afraid of. Everything from animal-people hybrids, you know, people who get surgeries to look like an animal, to giant statues.
If I ever saw one of those giant statues, I probably would poop my pants.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast from.
So my biggest fear is there's going to be snakes in the toilet.
We're all afraid of that one strange thing. I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new short 10-minute podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. We unpack where these fears come from.
A rat climbed into my toilet.
And learn how to manage them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
Must-hear audio that we will play for you coming up in about 2 minutes from now that you got to hear about two big-name coaches in the NFL that could potentially be on the move. But, Hickey, I'm going to give you door A or door B. Two things on social media. Which one do you want to hear first? Is it door A or is it door B?
Let's go to door B first.
Ah, okay. Door B actually has to do with you. I got a message during the break from Ann. And Ann says, did your producer just unapologetically announce on a national radio show that his laundry, his dirty underwear, is more important than going to the company's Christmas party and the leadership of your company? OMG. How dumb can you be? So Ann has a problem with you saying you had to do laundry instead of going to
Ann, company
holiday party.
What do you expect me to wear to a holiday party if I have nothing to wear, number one?
You don't have anything else to wear?
Number two,
I see
the leadership of this company every day.
Time out. You're telling me that sweatshirt that you have on, that very nice San Diego sweatshirt right now, was in the laundry?
It was not.
Okay, so you had something to wear. Don't give me this nonsense.
Well,
the
laundry's piling up. I mean, you can't let it go too long.
Well, that's just, you know what?
I'm about cleanliness.
It's not surprising that you were for the Indianapolis Colts.
Here we go.
Bad coaching, bad preparation all throughout the year. You didn't prepare properly.
I see leadership every day.
And then from...
Gloss over that one.
This is door A. I don't think it's really a point. So what? You see management here and there. Every day in a social setting like that, I think it's a little bit different. I think people take notes of like, oh, Hickey went out of his way to be a company guy. You didn't. It's okay.
If anything, it's more food and drink for everyone else. So my absence is a benefit.
They had an abundance of food and drink. No. And come on, you barely eat anything anyway. Half the stuff that they had there, you'd be like, oh, I can't touch that. Oh, I can't.
That is false. But biggest regret is I could have put to bed some food rumors.
Oh, please.
That are out there.
There was a lot of stuff that you would not be eating there. From CTMATD on Twitter. That's a mouthful, right?
Just making sure that I didn't spell anything that, you know.
Yeah.
There's no bueno.
CTMATD. Is there anything wrong with that?
I'm just making sure. In my head, just going through it.
Yeah. You looked at me as if I said like ST something, something, something that I can't say on the radio. I know it seems random, but the NFC East is always wacky. If they draft an offensive lineman and add some defense and the receivers get healthy, could Brady consider the Giants? I'm from Buffalo, and the management there now doesn't have their head up their asses anymore. Brady to the Giants? And he knows Daboll. But Saquon is too inconsistent.
They got nothing. They stink.
Now, their line's not horrible. You got some young pieces on that line.
They invested, at least.
Evan Neal and Andrew Thomas. But that team's nowhere close to... I know that they were playing above their means this year, but they're nowhere close to actually winning, even if you bring in Brady.
You need a complete overhaul at skill position where you have to bring in 5-6 guys, bare minimum.
And even though I'm not the biggest Daniel Jones fan in the world, they've won some games today off the legs of Daniel Jones, you know, this year. Brady's not winning you... Yeah, he games off his legs.
You saying he's not going to run the zone read?
No.
He's not going to be pulling it for a 20-yard around the end?
I'm just going to go on a limb here. A man that had to make a post about getting to 1,000 yards rushing and celebrated as if he was the all-time leading rusher in the NFL's history is not going to be rushing as much as Daniel Jones has been this year. It's just a guess.
0.8 what? 8 yards per carry?
It's a little hypothesis that I've formulated here. Okay, let's hear Mike Florio. This was on 93.7, The Fan in Pittsburgh. Was this all Pony?
This was the PM team.
Ah, Pony and Chris Muller, who does some weekend shows here. I think he does a weekly weekend show, maybe. Is that right? Once a weekend?
I don't know if it's weekly. I know it's Saturday afternoons most of the time. I'm not sure if it's a permanent position. But he's on CBS Sports Radio a ton on Saturdays and obviously afternoons in Pittsburgh.
No, I love that radio station. It's a really good radio station. Mike Florio, NFL insider, Pro Football Talk, says that Mike Tomlin and Bill Belichick could get traded this offseason. Listen up.
I don't think teams do that enough where you can try to basically trade for a coach on another team. It happened a couple of times in the past decade. We know it's going to happen with Sean Payton at some point, but he's already stepped away from the Saints. I'm talking about trading for a guy like a John Gruden when he was with the Raiders. Buccaneers come in, couple of first-round picks, $8 million, boom, they do the deal. There was compensation at one point for Herm Edwards, compensation for Bruce Arians. He was already, quote-unquote, retired by the Arizona Cardinals. But it wouldn't surprise me if Tepper does it. Another name to keep an eye on for that possibility is Bill Belichick, not necessarily for the Panthers. But, you know, there's some storm clouds in New England surrounding Belichick, and the Patriots wouldn't fire him. I think they'd just make it known, hey, if somebody out there wants to hire this guy, let's make a deal. You're not going to let that guy walk away for no compensation, and somebody else would surely throw a bunch of money at him to show up. So maybe Tomlin to Carolina. I wouldn't surprise me if it happens. Maybe Belichick to somewhere else. Wouldn't surprise me if it happens. I'm surprised that that vehicle isn't used more often for teams to go out and hire highly accomplished Super Bowl winning coaches.
You look at both of those organizations. We know two of the more respected organizations in the NFL right now. But you have two coaches, one who is the definition of a legend in Bill Belichick, the other in Mike Tomlin, who's been a great coach and has never finished below 500. He will probably do so this year. And you look at both of them, they've been there for so long. Belichick, 2 decades. Tomlin, over a decade. You just wonder if, and these are always get messy at the end. You never want to fire a guy like Mike Tomlin. You never want to fire a guy like Bill Belichick. And I don't think either should be in the conversation of getting fired. But both of them right now, they drafted quarterbacks. They no longer have Brady. They no longer have Big Ben. And even though you may see some signs from Kenny Pickett and some signs from Mac Jones, you don't know if you have the guy or not. So if this goes 2 more years and you don't have the guy and they're losing games, now the Patriots made the playoffs last year, who knows if they'll make it this year, you just wonder if maybe ownership says it's time to reset things. If a team comes calling and offers a lot of compensation and it could give you a new voice. Now, I don't think it's happening with Belichick. This offseason, I would be stunned. I do think he's going to have to make sure that Patricia's not running the offense next year, and Kraft should not budge on that. But when it comes to Mike Tomlin, I know that there has to be some relationship there with David Tepper's past with the Steelers organization, but I would be surprised. Now, he'd be going to a place where it's really no threat to the Steelers. But if you are the Steelers, they've had like 3 coaches in what, the last 50 years? In Chuck Knoll, Bill Cowher, and Mike Tomlin. Hickey, doesn't seem really like a Steelers move to then go trade Mike Tomlin, who's a really good coach. But maybe the message is getting a little bit stale.
And if you're the Steelers, where you mentioned you kind of are in this turnover of sorts, if you are able, I mean, we talk quick with competition. I would say bare minimum 1 first-round pick. Let's say David Tepper is crazy aggressive. You give 2 first-round picks, even a first and a second-round pick. For the Steelers, I think it's easier to justify it to the fan base and to yourself of we're not firing the guy like you said.
Well, I don't know how many people in the fan base would be upset because how many times have Steelers fans have just been spoiled and have been calling for the head of Mike Tomlin?
It's probably the minority right now of Steelers fans that want him and keep him around. That would be upset if he was traded, but it's tough to turn down if you get a big haul.
Real quickly, Ann responded to your retort. She said, what a lame explanation. But what do I expect from someone who didn't get a cheesesteak while in Philly when hungover?
Oh, jeez,
enough
Ann.
Said. And then she gave a wink emoji.
I was on my deathbed. I'm sorry.
Oh, please. You had a few drinks. You're so lame. You really are. And then for the Steelers part, just to give you one last thing on that, I think the Steelers would be worse off if they let Tomlin go. I really do. I think Tomlin would be set up in a better position.
What's the strangest thing you're afraid of?
Tails without fur on them, such as rats or possums.
I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, where we dig into the crazy things you're afraid of. Everything from animal-people hybrids, you know, people who get surgeries to look like an animal, to giant statues.
If I ever saw one of those giant statues, I probably would poop my pants.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast from.
Is there something really absurd that skeeves you out?
Getting a paper cut on my eyeball?
A fear you can't shake?
I'm going to leak ocular fluid down my cheeks. It's going to go into my mouth and I will perish.
Whatever scares you, I want to talk about it. Join me, Larry Mullins, on my new podcast, Your Weirdest Fears. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
What's the strangest thing you're afraid of?
Tails without fur on them, such as rats or possums.
I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, where we dig into the crazy things you're afraid of. Everything from animal-people hybrids, you know, people who get surgeries to look like an animal, to giant statues.
If I ever saw one of those giant statues, I probably would poop my pants.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.